Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Kahuchisite with the evening news. The headlines. Both houses of parliament adjourned Sinday with passage of 12 bills during monsoon session. Governor Nand Kishore Yadav calls for people-centered development. Nagaland government to lease Kisama Heritage Village under public-private partnership. And NSF asks schools not to send students to Independence Day event requiring full Vande Mataram. Now the news in detail. Both the Houses of Parliament have been adjourned Sinday. The monsoon session of Parliament, which began on the 20th of last month, concluded today after having 19 sittings spread over 25 days. Several bills were passed during the session, including the Public Examinations Prevention of Unfair Means Amendment Bill 2026 and the Prevention of Insults to National Honour Amendment Bill, while the Foreign Contribution Regulation Amendment Bill 2026 was referred to a joint parliamentary committee for further scrutiny. The session also saw repeated disruptions over the issue of students' protests over the NEET paper leak, alleged police action against protesting students and others. In his concluding remarks, Rajya Sabha Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan expressed concern over the repeated disruptions. He informed that the House functioned for only 37 hours and 49 minutes.
The House functioned for only 37 hours and 49 minutes regarding a productivity of 39.17%. We had the opportunity to raise 285 starred questions, 380 zero-hour submissions and 380 special mentions. Sadly, only 16 questions, 52 zero-hour submissions and 93 special mentions could be taken up. The floor was open, but we didn't make the fullest use of the opportunities.
Addressing a press conference, Union Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said 12 bills were passed during the monsoon session, but only one of them was discussed in both houses. He stated that during this session, productivity stood at 19% in the Lok Sabha and 39% in the Rajya Sabha. Governor Nand Kishore Yadav visited Wakha District Headquarters today and interacted with district officials, community leaders and civil society representatives. Addressing the gathering at the DC office, Mr. Yadav called for people-centered development with greater focus on education, healthcare, connectivity, agriculture and livelihood opportunities. He stressed the need to support farmers through processing, value addition and better market linkages while encouraging youth to pursue entrepreneurship, skill development and self-employment. The governor also called for preservation of Lotha heritage and the environment and encouraged sustainable eco-tourism.
Diversity of cultures and traditions. The Lotha heritage is an important part of this larger cultural product. Our languages, traditional institutions, festivals, music, craft, food, and custom-made practices are not merely remnants of the past. They are living expressions of our.
During the visit, the Lotha Hohu and Lotha Eloi Hohu submitted representations seeking intervention on the Wakha Bokajan Road and establishment of a hand weaving center in Wakha. Various departments also highlighted ongoing development works and key achievements. Nagaland government has decided to lease Naga Heritage Village Kisama under a public-private partnership. Minister for Tourism Temjan Imna Along said, the decision was taken during a cabinet meeting held recently in Wakha. He said the site will be leased for activities throughout the year, except during the Hornbill Festival. The minister said an open tender will be invited with first preference given to citizens of Nagaland and their societies or firms. He added that the Hornbill Festival will be under the Nodal Department of Tourism.
Hornbill will be under the Nodal Department of Tourism. Throughout the year, Cabinet has decided that we will call for open tender. First preference will be given to citizens of Nagaland and their society or firm.
Mr. Along further said the Department of Tourism is currently working out the modalities for the lease, and an open bidding process is expected to begin in September. Naga Students Federation, NSF, has asked schools in the state not to send pupils to Independence Day programs where the full version of Vande Mataram is to be sung. In a statement, NSF said it has no objection to the Independence Day celebration or to showing due respect to the national flag, national anthem and other national symbols. However, it expressed concern over the compulsory participation in the full national song, particularly because of its devotional and religious imagery, and argued that students should not be compelled to participate in religiously sensitive expressions contrary to their beliefs. Meanwhile, the Naglan Baptist Church Council, NBCC, has said coercion is not a sustainable basis for genuine national integration and objected to any compulsory imposition of practices that conflict with citizens' religious or conscientious convictions. Acknowledging NSF's concern, NBCC appealed all stakeholders to exercise wisdom, restraint and constitutional sensitivity and to respect differences of the conscience and conviction with dignity. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Chairman of Task Force for Music and Arts, TAFMA, Theja Mehru, today launched Queen for a Cause, an initiative of Beauty and Aesthetics Society of Naglan, BASN, in Kohima. The community building initiative brings together past, present, and future Miss Naglan winners and runners up into a lifelong sisterhood. It aims to harness their collective influence, experience and leadership to advocate for meaningful causes, serve communities and inspire future generations across Nagaland. Addressing the launch program, Mr. Mehru called on beauty queens to use their visibility and influence responsibly to inspire positive change. Congratulating BASN for the initiative, he said, "The coming together of the queens represents the power of collective action." Mr. Mehru said fame should be treated as a currency that opens doors and provides an opportunity to reach and inspire a wider audience.
It's beautiful to be famous. It's a currency. It opens doors. It makes you more credible. It also makes you, it broadens your audience space for you to truly, truly inspire others. And I'm just so happy that BASN has created this Queens for a Cause for not just the present winner, but for all of you to come together as sisters to continue to do something great together.
Mr. Mehru said fame also comes with responsibility, assuring that TAFMA would continue to work with the initiative to connect queens with more organizations and corporates beyond Naglan. He urged the queens to become ambassadors of Naglan, promoting its youth, culture and vibrancy while showcasing the state's resilience and strength to the world. BASN President Mele Pucho said the initiative is more than an alumni network, describing it as a movement that keeps the queens actively engaged in championing causes, mentoring and collectively advocating for issues affecting the people of Nagaland. So far, 20 Miss Naglan beauty queens have joined the initiative, with more expected to come on board. In celebration of India's 80th Independence Day, Nagaland governor has granted remission to 29 eligible convicted prisoners across the state. The remission has been granted to 9 prisoners from Central Jail Dimapur, 6 from District Jail Mon, 5 from District Jail Mokokchan, 3 from District Jail Kohima, 2 each from district jails in Longlin and Peg, and 1 each from district jails in Twensang and Wakha. Under the order, prisoners sentenced to 10 years or more will receive 30 days remission, while those sentenced to 5 to 10 years will receive 20 days. Prisoners serving sentences of 1 to 5 years will receive 10 days remission, while those sentenced up to 1 year will receive 5 days. The order will take effect from the 15th of August. And in weather, the India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall over parts of northeast region till tomorrow. Naglan is likely to see fairly widespread rain with thunderstorm and lightning across most districts till Sunday. Now to end the news, here are the main points once again. Both Houses of Parliament adjourned Sinai with passage of 12 bills during monsoon session. Governor Nand Kishore Yadav calls for people-centred development. Naglan government to lease Kisama Heritage Village under public-private partnership. And NSF asks schools not to send students to Independence Day event requiring full Vande Mataram. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night. Thank you.